Bilhan, the sons of Bilhan, Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Kenanah, Jethan, Tarshish, and Eshehar. All these sons of Jediel were heads of families. There were 17,200 fighting men ready to go out to war. The Shufites and Hufites were the descendants of Ir, and the Hushites the descendants of Ahir. Benjamin was the father of Bela, his first son, Ashbel the second son, Aharad the third, Noah the fourth, and Rapha the fifth. The sons of Bela were Adar, Gera, Abihud, Abishua, Naam, Ahua, Gera, Shefufan, and Huram. These were the descendants of Ehud, who were the heads of families of those living in Geba, and were deported to Menahath. Naaman, Ahijah, and Gera, who deported them, and who was the father of Uzzah and Ahahud. Sons were born to Shadraim in Moab after he had divorced his wives, Hushim and Baara. By his wife Hodesh, he had Jobab, Zibiah, Meshe, Malcham, Jeuz, Zakiah, and Mirmah. These were his sons, heads of families. By Hushim, he had Abitub and Elpal, the sons of Elpal, Eber, Misham, Shemed, who built Ono and Lod with its surrounding villages, and Beriah and Shema, who were heads of families of those living in Ajalon, and who drove out the inhabitants of Gath. Ahio, Sheshach, Jeremoth, Zebediah, Arad, Edir, Michael, Ishba, and Joha were the sons of Beriah. Zebediah, Meshulam, Hizkai, Heber, Ishmerai, Izlaiah, and Jobab were the sons of Elpal. Jacob, Zikrai, Zabadai, Elianai, Zelathai, Eliel, Adiah, Beriah, and Shimrath were the sons of Shimei. Ishban, Eber, Elel, Adon, Zikrai, Hinnin, Hananiah, Elam, and Athlijah, Iphdiah, and Penuel were the sons of Sheshach. Shemshariah, Sheshariah, Athaliah, Jadrashiah, Elijah, and Zikrai were the sons of Joraham. All these were the heads of families, chiefs as listed in their genealogy. They lived in Jerusalem. Jael, the chief of Gibeon, lived in Gibeon. His wife's name was Maacah, the firstborn son of Adon, followed by Azur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zechar, and Mikloth, who was the father of Shimeah. They too lived near their relatives in Jerusalem. Ner was the father of Kish, Kish the father of Saul, Saul the father of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. The sons of Jonathan, Merab Baal, who was the father of Micah. The sons of Micah, Pithon, Melech, Tara, and Ahaz. Ahaz was the father of Jehoda, and Jehoda the father of Elimeth, Asmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri was the father of Moza. Moza was the father of Miniah. Rephad was his son, Eliasah his son, and Azel his son. Azel had six sons, and these were their names: Azrikam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Sheriah, Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Azel, the sons of his brother Eshek. Ulam, his firstborn, Jeush, the second son of Eliphelet, the third. The sons of Ulam were brave warriors who could handle the bow. They had many sons and grandsons, 150 in all. All these were the descendants of Benjamin. The sons of Naphtali, Jaziel, Guni, Jazir, and Shalem, the descendants of Bilhah. The descendants of Manasseh, Esriel was his descendant through his Aramean concubine. She gave birth to Machir, the father of Gilead. Machir took a wife from among the Hufites and Shufites. His sister's name was Maacah. Another descendant was named Zelophehad, who had only daughters. Machir's wife Maacah gave birth to a son and named him Peresh. His brother was named Sheresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rekem, the sons of Ulam, Bedan. These were the sons of Gilead, son of Machir, the son of Manasseh. His sister was Hamaleketh, and she gave birth to Ishtar, Abiezer, and Mahala. The sons of Shimda were Ahain, Shechem, Lekai, and Aniam. The descendants of Ephraim: Shuthalah, Bereb his son, Tahath his son, Eliadaha his son, Tahath his son, Zabad his son, and Shuthalah his son. Azer and Eliad were killed by the native-born men of Gath when they went down to seize their livestock. Their father Ephraim mourned for them many days, and his relatives came to comfort him. Then he lay with his wife again, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. He named him Beriah, because there had been misfortune in his family. His daughter was Shira, who built Lower and Upper Beth Horon, as well as Uzen Shira. Repha was his son, Reshef his son, Tela his son, Tahan his son, Laden his son, Amihud his son, Elishama his son, Nun his son, and Joshua his son. Their lands and settlements, including Bethel and its surrounding villages, Neran to the east, Gezer and its villages to the west, and Shechem and its villages all the way to Ayah and its villages. Along the borders of Manasseh were Bashan, Tanakh, Megiddo, and Dor. Together with their villages, the descendants of Joseph, son of Israel, lived in these towns. The sons of Asher, Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, and Beriah. Their sister was Sarah. The sons of Beriah, Heber, Malkiel, who was the father of Bizeth. Heber was the father of Japhlet, Shomor, and Hotham, and of their sister, Shua. The sons of Japhlet, Pasek, Bimhal, and Ashvath. These were Japhlet's sons. The sons of Shomer, Ahai, Roga, Huba, and Aram. The sons of his brother Helam, Zopha, Imna, Shalesh, and Amal. The sons of Zopha, Sua, Hanarfer, Shua, Beri, Imra, Bezir, Had, Shama, Shilsha, Ithran, and Bira. The sons of Jether, Jephunna, Pispa, and Ara. The sons of Ula, Ara, Hamniel, and Rizia. All these were descendants of Asher, the sons, the heads of families, choice men, brave warriors, and outstanding leaders. The number of men ready for battle, as listed in their genealogy, was 26,000. All Israel was listed in the genealogies recorded in the book of the kings of Israel. The people of Judah were taken captive to Babylon because of their unfaithfulness. Now the first to resettle their own property in their own towns were some of the Israelites, priests, Levites, and temple servants. Those from Judah, from Benjamin, and from Ephraim and Manasseh, who lived in Jerusalem, were Uthai, son of Amihud, the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Benai, a descendant of Perez, son of Judah. Of the Shilonites, Asaiah the firstborn and his son. Of the Zerahites, Jeul. The people from Judah numbered 690. Of the Benjamites, Salu, son of Meshullam, the son of Hodaiva, son of Hasunah. Ibnai, son of Jehoram. Elah, son of Uzai, the son of Mikrai, and Meshullam, son of Shephatiah, the son of Ruel, the son of Ibnajah. The people from Benjamin, as listed in their genealogy, numbered 956. All these men were heads of their families. Of the priest, Jediah, Jehorarib, Jekin, Azariah, son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshullam, the son of Zadok, the son of Meraioth, the son of Ahitub, the official in charge of the house of God. Adiah, son of Jehoram, the son of Pashur, the son of Malkijah, and Messiah, son of Adiel, the son of Jehaduzerah, the son of Meshullam, the son of Meshullamith, the son of Emir. The priests who were the heads of the families numbered 1,760. They were able men responsible for ministering in the house of God. Of the Levites, Shemaiah, son of Hashub, the son of Azkam, the son of Hashabiah, a Merorite, Bakbakar, Heresh, Galal, and Mataniah, son of Micah, the son of Zikri, the son of Asaph, Obadiah, son of Shemaiah, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah, son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, who lived in the villages of the Netophathites. The gatekeepers, Shalom, Akub, Talman, Ahiman, and their brothers, Shalom, their chief, being stationed at the king's gate, on the east up to the present time. These were the gatekeepers belonging to the camp of the Levites. Shalom, son of Kor, the son of Abiasaph, the son of Korah, and of his fellow gatekeepers. From his family, the Korahites were responsible for guarding the thresholds of the tent, just as their fathers had been responsible for guarding the entrance to the dwelling of Yahuwah. In earlier times, Phinehas, son of Eleazar, was in charge of the gatekeepers, and Yahuwah was with him. Zechariah, son of Meshelemiah, was the gatekeeper at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Altogether, those chosen to be gatekeepers at the thresholds numbered 212. They were registered by genealogy in their villages. The gatekeepers had been assigned to their positions of trust by David and Samuel the seer. They and their descendants were in charge of guarding the gates of the house of Yahuwah, the house called the tent. The gatekeepers were on the four sides, east, west, north, and south. Their brothers in their villages had to come from time to time to share their duties for 7-day periods, But the four principal gatekeepers, who were Levites, were entrusted with the responsibility for the rooms and treasuries in the house of God. They would spend the night stationed around the house of God, because they had to guard it, and they had the charge of the key for opening it each morning. Some of them were in charge of the articles used in the temple service. They counted them when they were brought in and when they were taken out. Others were assigned to take care of the furnishings and all the other articles of the sanctuary, as well as the flour and wine and the oil, incense, and spices. But some of the priests took care of mixing the spices. A Levite named Mattathiah, the firstborn of Shalom, the Korahite, was entrusted with the responsibility for baking the offering bread. Some of their Kohathite brothers were in charge of preparing for every Sabbath the bread set out on the table. Those who were musicians, heads of Levite families, stayed in their rooms of the temple and were exempt from other duties because they were responsible for the work day and night. All these were heads of Levite families, chiefs as listed in their genealogy, and they lived in Jerusalem.